Good morning, everybody. Good morning, everyone in the world who can't be here with us in India. Now, you wouldn't know it, but it is very early in the morning, about 5:45. It's not that early in the morning, but it's quite early in the morning to be standing out in a field in India. And we were expecting quite a quiet procession. We're going to do this very mindful procession this morning, all the way from the Three Jewels Centre land here out on the outskirts of Bodh Gaya, all the way along across the fields, past the giant 80-foot statue of the Buddha, to the Mahabodhi Temple and the Bodhi tree itself, the seat of the Buddha's enlightenment. And it is appropriately misty this early in the morning, and I was thinking we'd have a nice, elves marching to Rivendell kind of walk to the Mahabodhi Temple, but instead, as you can hear, blading across the fields, we have this rather wondrous music, which is probably just as well because everybody's a bit tired after a late night last night and a very early start this morning. So, has it just gone off? I think it's just gone off. Well, we'll report back to you. Nope, it's back. We'll report back to you from the walk as it goes on. So, while we wait to leave, I'm standing here in the line to process with Divya, Suchimani and Vijayashree, and they wanted to say hello to all order members who can't be with us here at the moment.
You can just say hello to
hello.
The order. Hello. You can say in Marathi, in Hindi if you like.
Yeah, hello.
There you go, that's Divya.
Hello from a very misty morning in Bodh Gaya.
With Bollywood music chanting in the background. Good morning from Bodh Gaya to all order members.
Okay, so we're finally on our way now, walking through the mist in one long line. The idea is to process towards the Bodhi tree, much as other communities of Buddhists do. If you've ever been in Bodh Gaya, you might have seen the Tibetans at Mon Lam, very impressive, coming down in the evening with their lamps to gather around the Mahabodhi Temple, where we're doing the same thing early in the morning. And very important to be public about it, not just as an order. We've currently got a line of a couple of hundred yards, maybe, of order members. But the idea is to walk towards the Bodhi tree together as an order of women and men, east and west, and to be very open about that, which is rather great. So we're going to turn into the field now, and I'll leave you with a little bit more of the music, and then pick it up on the walk later on. So as you can probably hear, the music has at least temporarily stopped. Oh no, it's back again. Here we are. This is India. And we were doing this as a walking meditation. Quite an interesting way to make the procession down a very, very narrow dirt track across the fields beside the Three Jewels Centre. And we'll try and get a picture of the giant Buddha for you as we go past. And here we are back a bit later on the walk. We're passing through the temple district behind the giant statue of the Buddha with very impressive disciples along the side. You can hear some quite different sounds in the background now. All the birds of India seem to have woken up. This place is still relatively quiet. I was expecting quite a lot more people around, but nope. Seems it's early even for Bodh Gaya. And I think we're going to start turning towards the Mahabodhi Temple very shortly. So we're just passing through past some of the hotels and the market stalls all being set up, and we're certainly attracting a fair bit of attention. Some of the monks are out having a look. The stall holders are a bit puzzled, but they're having a look too. The tuk-tuks and motorbikes are all getting up and on their way with their wares on the back. And it feels good actually to be walking with the order through the streets of Bodh Gaya. Muddy, cows and goats all around us. Dirt track still, more or less. But a very sizable throng of order members looking resplendent in their blue, Dharmachari blue. So as we process through the main bit of the town, the market stalls are all beginning to open up. lots and lots of people about. Lots of people quite curious by the roadside. Monks speaking and dogs and children and beggars and just the good people of Bodh Gaya all standing having a look. And our procession's been getting longer and longer because we've been picking up order members as we go by all the places people are staying for this convention. So now a very, very long line snaking into the far dusty distance. And we're right on the edges of the Mahabodhi complex. I'm going to turn in and meditate. We'll try and get a shot of it all before the end of this. So we're here at the Mahabodhi temple, we've arrived, and we're all stuck in a very big long line. Normally you take your shoes off at the entrance of the temple, but there's rather too many of us to make that very easy for the people who run the place, or for us. And we're just waiting to see what's going to happen. I think the line's moving now. Already, even at this time in the morning, this place is absolutely jumping. Lots of people, lots of Taiwanese monks I can see in their lovely pristine white. Some Tibetan monks, of course, and some Theravadan monks in their bright morning orange. And the order looks pretty good beside everybody in their blue. Yeah. And so we finally made it into the temple. And you can hear the sounds of the pilgrims chanting before the great temple itself. And as you might hear in the background, we're coming into the Tibetan quadrant of the temple complex. We take off our shoes and go down the steps to the place of the Bodhi tree itself. And we'll all be meditating together, doing the Going for Refuge and Prostration practice. That's going to be our backdrop for meditation. Hope you've enjoyed this little peek into our morning procession. And we'll see you all later. Oh.